Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody. This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from Booker County in the mysterious Ozarks in Mid-America. And our guests this week are Regina Water Spirit, the medicine helper for Grandfather Bearheart. They are in New Mexico. And hello, Regina. How are you and Grandfather?
We're doing fine.
Grandfather's a little hard of hearing, so she's going to be helping out with questions and relaying them to Grandfather Bearheart. And basically, we just kind of run this show by the Spirit and ask Grandfather to just tell us whatever is on his heart right now about the earth and about his medicine path and where he thinks we should be going.
Okay, that's a very general question. He likes things a little bit more specific, but let me see what I can do with that, okay?
Okay, maybe just tell us a little bit about himself.
They'd like you to say a little bit about yourself. About
you on the medicine path.
You're on the air, Bearheart.
I am an 87-year-old medicine man. I was trained by two elders of my tribe for 14 years, learning the songs, the plants, roots, and everything. And what whatever illness somebody has, how to make diagnostic approach to it, and then pick out the thing that you know that they are needing, and sing the song, and how to prepare the herbs, leaves, or roots, or some whatever it is needed, and how to apply it and everything. It took 14 years to learn these things.
Regina, what nation was grandfather born into, where he was born?
He's a Muscogee Nation Creek tribe.
Okay.
His great-grandmother died on that trail of tears.
Okay.
They were marched from Georgia, Alabama area to Oklahoma.
Can he tell us a little bit about the things that you do for people there in New Mexico?
Sure.
What services do you offer?
Mexico. He's still traveling at 87.
What kind of services do you offer?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
What kind of services does he offer to people?
Okay. Let me...
And about his book, maybe tell us about his book.
Okay. Let me have him address that. They were... Talk to them about how you take care of people around here. Wet lobsters, busy sweat, mother, doctoring.
I treat people of all races, of all colors, of all beliefs, and things like that. And when they come to me for help, I determine what kind of help they are needing, and that's what I dispense, not only the information, but how I can prepare certain things so they can take it, whether it might be a cancer or some other kind of ailment. And I try to take care of the cause, not the symptoms of what they have. And I've been taught to do that, how to gain rapport with the patient as to what they're feeling and things like that. So this can be a long process, but at the end, if the result comes out positive, I never take credit for it. The only one that can heal, in my viewpoint, is the Creator. And when He does it, I give credit to the Creator and not myself. And that's how I operate and use my medicine.
Water?
Oh, thank you. Yes, Regina?
I can... add a few little things to that.
Sure, you know, go right ahead.
People come to the house all the time with different situations. They can be physical, emotional, spiritual. And he just sits with them for a while. He may wind up in prayer with them. He may suggest that they do a ceremony, like he leads sweat lodges and Nippy ceremonies, because he's been adopted by many different tribes, so he would do a Nippy ceremony in the Lakota way. He's been adopted by 14 different tribes. See, Bearheart was the director of cultural retention for the state of Oklahoma for many years, so he speaks in different native languages,
and
he's even taught other tribes, younger people, some of their own language. You know, just simple things of even how to greet somebody.
Right.
And if you'd like, it might be interesting for your audience, for Bearheart, to say a few things in different Indian languages right now.
Certainly. Go right ahead.
He is a linguist, and then he'll tell you what it means. Okay.
That's great.
Say a few things in different Indian languages and tell them what it means.
If you want to know... If you're glad that people have come and you want to acknowledge them. In the Kickapoo tribe, you say, Kapiche Hipwe Epiayakwa. If you want to say the same thing in Cheyenne, it Biba Jitwa Machas Nisquist. And you want to say, I'm glad to see you here in the Kiowa language, you say, De Om De Bon. You want to say the same thing in Russian, Ya Ochen Glad with that boss. We can go on and on and on and on.
What about my partner
who makes glad? Oh, in the Oto tribe at Red Rock, Oklahoma, instead of saying, I'm glad to hear here, they say it this way. Hawake, Nusche, Hingalorke, Aji. My heart was made glad. I come. That's what it means. That's how I say, they say, I'm glad to be here. My heart was made glad. I come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Tell him that was wonderful.
He says that was wonderful.
would you ask him if he can tell us a little bit about some friends that he has among the nations that we might relate to, you know, through the years? Who are some notable people that he's run into that he feels that he was a friend with, and vice versa?
Okay, well, I have to be careful about how I use that word friend.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the native way, that's a whole different concept. But I'm going to ask him to speak to you specifically right now about Wallace Black Elk.
Okay. The reason why I'm doing this, Regina,
yeah,
is that everyone that does medicine work like he does has detractors. And I specifically like to interview people that are on the so-called hit list, you know, the people that are being criticized the most in Indian country, because they're usually the people that are doing the most for the people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you might explain that to him.
A lot of people that you would call his friends, they've all passed on.
Right.
So do you want him to just address the ones that are still here?
Whatever he feels comfortable
with. Call them friends. Those are all grandsons and nephews.
Whatever he feels comfortable with.
Okay. Let me see. How would I phrase it? Bearheart, who's out there in Indian country that you feel, you know, they're not your friends because your friends have all gone on? But nephews and grandsons and who's out there doing things for the people in a good way?
Those that I have shared some of my medicine ways. One is my nephew. The one that was here yesterday. Tune.
David Toon.
He's a Navajo, but he was adopted by my tribe a long time ago. He doesn't even know his Navajo relatives. He more or less knows most of my tribe ways, and he's been helping other people from the things that I have taught him. And in time, I have two grandsons. One is my blood grandson, Robert Charcoal. The other is my adopted grandson. His name is Felipe from Panama City. And those I'm going to pass on. Not all the things that I have learned in 14 years, because in Oklahoma, many tribes had witchcraft and things, and how to protect yourself and others, and how to help those who have been victimized by witchcraft and all that. But now, most of those that practice those things are gone. So I left them that out completely. I have what is left to help people, toothache, earache, and whatever ailment they might have, and what herbs and roots or leaves to use, and how to prepare it, and what the songs that goes with it, and application. And if people have been cast upon some very negative things, how to fix a new soap so they can take a bath with it for 4 days in a row and wash off anything that's been cast upon them. So those are just some of the things that I do and that I'm passing on.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful, tell him. Do you have anything to add?
What tribe is Rupert from? Rupert. You know the one that studies up there in Kansas? Pat Ember studies with Rupert. We met him at the Wisdom Keepers Conference. You know, Blue Otter, do you know Doug Boyd?
I haven't met him personally, but I've read several of his books.
Okay, well...
Yeah, Grandfather Rolling Thunder was my teacher.
Yeah, well, I think Doug Boyd would be available to you to speak to, and there was a younger Native man at this Wisdom Keepers Conference. His name was Rupert, but I don't know his contact information, but Doug Boyd would know it.
Yeah, I have no way of getting a hold of it. I can't figure out how to get a hold of him. There was an email address for Doug Boyd once, but...
Oh, I can send you...
Oh, I'd love to have that. Yeah,
You know... Oh, Bearheart wants to know if you've read his book.
No, I haven't, but I would love to. Would you ask him to tell us about his book?
Yeah, let's start with the first one. The second one's just about ready to be...
Oh, excellent.
But after 11 years, his first book, The Wind Is My Mother, is still in print. It's a bestseller in Denmark and in Germany. It's been published in 10 languages.
Wow.
Chinese, Korean, Japanese.
Oh, my gosh.
And now Hebrew also. But I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about The Wind Is My Mother.
Thank you.
Bearheart.
My first book is telling that to be a medicine man, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't ask to become a medicine man. I was chosen by two elders of my tribe at different times. And so I agreed. And so I studied with them, alternating one teacher and then another, because I was still in school when they had approached me. They had already talked to my parents what they were going to do. And so when they came, one at a time, they asked me, you know me and things that I do, and I told them yes. And they said, I want to pass this, all that I know, on to you. You can carry it on. I've been watching you from your childhood on up. How your word is good, and you're not hot-tempered or anything, because you will be in charge of some powerful things that could do harm. And so the other one said about the same thing. One, there are both ministers. They are both Indian ministers. One was Dave Lewis, and one was Daniel Beaver.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some case cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website, with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason, but I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them, and that to me is the most important thing in a man. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist, when I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot to that we can do to change human behavior. we keep making laws to try and change human behavior, you can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and they're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so damn many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to Holt at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
And so, probably 14 years, I had to do a lot of fasting and praying and things like that to learn all the songs and everything like that.
Well, the book gives a lot of his personal philosophy and his tribal ways and then some stories of things that actually happened.
Right. And Regina, be sure and speak up loud as you can.
Okay.
And, yeah, get as close to the mic as you can. And the
second book is called, so far, it's called The Bear Is My Father, because his mom was the Wind Clan and his dad was the Bear Clan.
I see.
Yeah, started off The Wind Is My Mother, and then the second one, The Bear Is My Father.
Would he like to tell us a little bit about his new book?
Would you like to say something about your new book?
I have let other people talk about some of the things I have done with them. Bob Bergman, a psychiatrist, and different ones that I have helped. I do a lot of ceremonies, not only the Sweat Lodge and Vision Quest, but also I am what is known as a road man of the Native American Church. That means roadman is the one that is authorized to conduct. The Native American Church starts in the evening and come out in the morning. I have an adopted son from Argentina, and he had to have a liver transplant. I did 3 meetings on his behalf. First, he didn't have insurance or anything, but he was accepted into one of the most fashionable hospital. And his wife called me and told me that he was there. And I went out there, and he was in a coma at the time. And I did the first meeting for him. And it's an all-night meeting. And I used his instruments that he used. And I told the people what I was doing. I said, don't think of him as being in the hospital. Think of him as that wonderful smile he has when he greets people and prays for people. He used to sit here where I'm doing now and conducting meetings like that. And I want everything to be positive. So on the third, through the third meetings and different times, he got well. He came out of the hospital completely well. And the fourth meeting, he authorized me to go ahead and conduct it. But it was an appreciation meeting on his part. And so that's how we do things in our Indian ways.
Well, Blue Water, he's passed the phone back to me.
Well, that's great. Would you ask him, by any chance, did he know Mad Bear Anderson or Rolling Thunder?
Did you know Mad Bear Anderson and Rolling Thunder?
I used to call Rolling Thunder Grumbling Thunder. And Mad Bear was, his story was written by the same man that wanted to write about me, and I wouldn't allow it. I said, I'm not ready yet to be written about. But I knew Mad Bear, and he was a good medicine man, a very good man, but he died according to me, at an early age. That means around somewhere in his 60s. I am 87 years old. So I tell people when I went to school for the first time, it was so long ago that they didn't even have history.
You know, to give you an idea of like what his time is like, he thought he was going to be able to relax this weekend, but he got a call. I have to drive him up to Taos, New Mexico. That's about 2.5 hours away, where he will consecrate a sweat lodge for Lakota people who just built one and want to help the people out in that area. So he'll run the lodge and he'll consecrate it. And then from there, Sunday morning, I'll take him to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, where he'll do a special blessing for a state representative, a young woman, and her mother, who's a medical doctor. The father, who was also a state Senate fellow, passed away almost a year ago. He was hit on a bicycle by a truck. And so this is a special ceremony that the school is asking Gerhard to do a blessing for them. I guess the state representative, I know her last name is Fox, she was instrumental in getting the Institute of American Indian Arts funds over the last few years, and they want to honor her this way. So they call Grandfather Bearheart. That's the kind of thing that, you know, he's asked to do all the time.
Right. And that's just wonderful. I think that's great that he could be real active and get out and do things. And ask him if he would tell him that this is the 30th anniversary. As I recall, this is the 30th anniversary of the occupation at Wounded Knee. And there was a PBS special about it recently. I haven't seen it. But maybe he could tell us a little bit about those days and the people that he used to know.
This is the 30th anniversary of Wounded Knee. And Blue Otter would like you to say a little something about Wounded Knee and who you used to know during those days.
Wounded Knee was attacked by the American Indian Movement members the last time, and then two FBI men was killed during that attack. And there's a man that they put in prison, Pelletier, and he has never been released, and many prayers has been made in his behalf. And it's not surprising what the government can do. My own people, along with four other tribes, were removed from their homes and in the southeastern part of the United States. That was the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Muscogee, my tribal nation, and the Cherokee. They were moved from there and made to walk by soldiers on horseback to Indian Territory, which later became Oklahoma. And so Wounded Knee is one of the many conflicts we have had. And we don't say what is right or what is wrong, but in another way, to be downgraded by the non-Indian organizations has always been a big thorn in our side, so to speak. And still, we are in the United States as citizens of this country. My first visit to Washington, D.C., I got a chance to meet the President of the United States, Harry Truman. I am also an ordained Baptist minister, and Harry Truman was also a Baptist, and so we prayed together before I left. I saw all the papers on his desk when he signs his name. It includes me as a citizen of this country. In our Constitution, it starts out by saying, we, the people. We are the people of all races, of all tribes, of all colors. And so, to uphold our government, I have served in the Army of the 45th Division and later with the 9th Armored Division. And my own only son I ever had died in the Philippines wearing the uniform of our country. May 11, 1964, that was Mother's Day. And things like that has happened in my own personal life.
Okay, Blue Otter.
Ask him, if it pleases him, if he would tell us a little bit about the prophecies that he knows of.
Would you be willing to say something about any prophecies that you know about?
Prophecy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about peace. Peace is not necessarily the absence of conflict, but knowing how to cope with that conflict. There is there is your peace. To know what you can fall back upon. And so, we have a war going on in Iraq. When the Muslims attacked the two towers in New York City, our president of the United States, instead of negotiating, he declared war, trying to let them know that you can't fool around with a big power like the United States of America. And so, not trying to understand the Muslim belief system. Their God is Allah, and they viewed the two towers representing evil. And according to their religion, they were trying to destroy it. And we didn't even know, try to understand their belief system. And instead, war was declared. And we're still fighting. Many of our, I guess it's okay to send young people to go fight if you didn't have to go yourself. And one of those casualties was a Native American Indian woman that died fighting in that war with Iraq. And so, in the prophecy, we must continue to pray for the leaders of all countries that they might learn how to live together in peace.
You know, I think Bearheart is saying that we don't have to buy into the prophecies of devastation, that prayers can still be heard and responded to. He was interviewed by Current Affairs, Maury Povich, 1988, in November, here on Thanksgiving Day, because he was praying for snow up in Copper Mountain, Colorado. They were having these terrible seasons up there, not enough snow. It snowed for 26 days. They had to buy chains to get out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Current Affairs sent a reporter out, and the whole conversation, I have a copy of this if you want me to send you one.
Sure.
The whole conversation really was that people look for the spectacular, but they miss the point. The point is that an appeal can still be made to the Creator, and the answer is the answer. So people should know that they have a lot to do with what's happening and what is going to happen. He doesn't believe that it's set in stone and that we can't use our awareness levels to change things for the better.
Oh, well, that's certainly true. That's everything that I believe. And he certainly described Grandfather Rolling Thunder well. I never met, I didn't meet Mad Bear. I may have met him in a dream. I didn't get started on the Red Road until 85.
Uh-huh.
And in that year, well, in going back to the early 80s, I was told in a dream three or four times in one year that when I turned 30, something very important would happen. And in the year I turned 30 was 84. And the following spring, I was in a library and picked up a book. And that led me to contacting certain people. And then I had a dream where a full-blood Indian man appeared to me, and he asked me when I was going to do something. Well, let me describe the man. He was a full-blood. He was sitting down. He had a white stone hung around his neck on a chain, and there was a key in the stone, and his name was also written in the stone. And he just asked me when I was going to do something about my Cherokee genealogy. Well, that was a wake-up call. And then later on, I didn't read Doug Boyd's book about Mad Bear until a couple of years after it was published. I just couldn't afford books back then. But about a year previous to that, I started putting the prophecies together in one place, and so people could read them all and compare them all. And then when I read Doug's, our website started out back in 1995 as just a handout. I had 16 pages typewritten back in front, and I asked people to just copy it and give it to their friends. And then in 96, we started up a website, which is at Wovoca, WOVOCA.com, and where we talk about all the prophecies. And then the following year, I read Doug's book, where Mad Bear made a prophecy that someday somebody was going to put all the prophecies together in one place so they could be compared. And he says, then we'd really have something.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now, Marie
Osmond.
Put
it under your bed, put it in your closet, give it for Christmas to people, and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. That's a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
And then years later, I began to think, gee, it's kind of a coincidence. Mad Bear died in 85, and that Indian man appeared to me in 85. So I kind of wondered, because, you know, several years previous to that, I'd met Rolling Thunder, and Rolling Thunder was close to Mad Bear. So there was something going on there. But, Grandfather Bearhart's probably getting, he probably wants to relax a little bit. I know you folks have been out today.
He worked out this morning. He's a heart patient, so he works out 3 times a week now.
Oh, well, ask him if there's anything else he'd like to tell the people. And maybe he mentioned Grandfather Wallace Black Elk earlier. And also tell him he's when we get off the phone, he's welcome to come on this show anytime he wants to make an announcement or anytime there's anything on his heart, he's welcome to come on. This is his show now.
Oh, that's very gracious of you. And hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Bearhart, they're saying that you're welcome. This is your show now, the radio. You have a way to talk to the people anytime you want to say anything to the audience. And right now, if there's anything you want to say about your brother, Wallace Black Elk.
Okay. There are two things. You can talk, or you can say something. And depends on the kind of person you are. I had a Lakota brother. His name was Wallace Black Elk. He was adopted by the Black Elk family, and that's how we met. I was also adopted by the Black Elk, but I didn't take the name, but he did, and he called himself Wallace Black Elk, a Lakota. He was also a medicine man and a very good brother, and we shared many, many wonderful things while he was here. But not too long ago, he passed away, and I don't have a real close brother. I had a real brother, but I was born just before my mother's menopause, and as a result, my half-brother was a lot older, and I also have an older sister that's living at this time, and I grew up mostly alone without having a close brother or anything like that, and Wallace filled in as a very good brother to me, and we shared many things. We laughed many times, and we also shed tears many times together. And his wife in Lakota, Wombly Gliska, means spotted eagle. That was her name, and she called me brother. So I respected that relationship with both of them, my sister as well as my brother. And so as I go on through life, I have many grandchildren and nephews and things like that. But to have a friend is one of the greatest things that one can confer upon someone, and it's a long story about how friendship began, but to have a friend means more than your blood relationship. Your friend comes to ask you something for something, even if you have to go into debt, you have to satisfy your friend. That's how serious we think about friendship. And so I thought I'd share that part with you at this time.
Thank you.
Well, Blue Water, we'd like to send you a DVD.
Oh, wonderful. That'd be...
talk that Bill Hart did.
We'd love to, is this a DVD? Now, he has a book on the market and another one coming on the market.
Yes.
Is there anything else that's on the market that supports his medicine path?
Well, we have two CDs. One is on his medicine songs that he sings in the Native American church ceremony, with him explaining when he sings them.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is a guided imagery that I wrote with his voice and his ways. And that's a workshop that we do together where people go on an inner journey. And the one he's mentioning now is a DVD that's called It's a Good Day to Live. And I can send you all three of those. Do I have your address?
I'll email it to you.
Okay.
And tell him if he would like. I haven't checked out your website enough, I'm embarrassed to say.
That's okay.
We're starting a new diet. Things were just really chaotic the last 24 hours. But if I have the ability in the software to edit sound and video, and if you would like previews of these videos or your DVD or any like a 30-second preview of each CD track,
I can fix those up for you so that you can put those on your website.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, I'll send you, and if you'd like, I can even host the sound on my website so it doesn't eat up your bandwidth, because I've got a good amount of bandwidth now. So we'll talk about it through email, and because I want to do whatever I can to help him.
We can put you in touch with Cliff Buchanan in Texas.
Great.
He handles our website.
Okay. Yeah, and I may be able to help. He may not need my help, so we'll work.
No, I think he will, because I don't think he can.
Oh, great. I love your website. It looks great. And we'll have this interview running about midnight. Well, probably about 11 or 12 o'clock tonight, your time. Maybe a little later. And then it will run. It'll be featured for a week, and then it will be archived forever. And
do you know what station it is out here?
It won't be broadcast, but it will be on the internet, so people can come, and we have thousands of people that visit our website.
Oh,
people can come and listen to their interview anytime they want to.
Do I have that website address?
I'll send it to you, and okay. I'll send you the address where people can click from your website over to mine, and they can listen to the interview. Or I could even I could send you a website code that you can put right on your website so they can play this interview from your website. Whatever you'd like, it doesn't matter.
You know, if you click on to gatheringofcircles.com, gatheringofcircles.com, Cliff Buchanan, you could communicate with him and tell him that
okay.
spoken to Bearheart, and that Regina asked,
okay.
you know, if for him to speak with you about some needs.
Okay, and Grandfather Bearheart's website address is what?
Bearheart.info.
Okay, Bearheart.info. Well, I really appreciate it, and we'll be in touch, and love to work with you and do whatever I can. He sounds so much like the older teachers that I've had, has the same kind of attitude, same temperament, we just love him.
Well, that's his bottom line anyway, so this is more powerful energy than anybody can come up with.
I just wish everybody loved him, but as you and I both know, there's people out there that don't. So that's the reason why I put this show together, so he can speak for himself, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
God bless you, and stay in touch with us.
You bet. Ask him if there's anything he'd like to say as we sign off.
Is there anything you'd like to say as we sign off?
There's two words that means the same thing. In Hawaii, when you say aloha, that can be a greeting. And then when you leave, you say aloha. And then as a blessing, you say aloha again. And the same way in Hebrew, shalom, you can greet someone. And when you leave, you can say shalom. And also the shalom can be a blessing also. In Spanish, instead of saying adios, goodbye, they say hasta luego. That means until then. So to everyone who listens, I say hasta luego.
Bearheart, Blue Water.
Yes.
You know, Bearheart used to do a radio show from Cincinnati.
I believe it.
He has a closing little poem, and I thought maybe you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
This was said just before I sign off at midnight, and it's called Moon River. Moon River, that lake. a flowing stream of dreams to carry you down through a thousand yesterdays where nothing is but sleep. Care will not seek for thee, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, forever flowing, forever drifting, on and down to the sea.
Oh.
That'll put everybody to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, wonderful. That's a wonderful poem. Well, we'll be in touch.
Okay, you take care.
Appreciate talking with you. And if there's anyone else that Grandfather feels we should interview,
I'll send
sure.
some information via email.
Okay, thank you
so
much.
He has a medical doctor nephew here in town who's going into integrative medicine.
Oh, wow.
Has been studying his ways. And, you know, Bill Hurt's a retired board member for Johns Hopkins, so he bridges that gap.
Oh, my gosh.
The spiritual and the medical, and so there's a lot of people.
I know Doug was working for, as I recall, he was working for Menninger Foundation when,
yeah,
or with them, you know, when they were investigating Rolling Thunder.
Yeah.
That's
he
fascinating.
He had Bill Hurt speak over there a couple of times.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well, I wish I would have met him. But like I said, I didn't even start walking the Red Road till 85 or so, and that might be a good thing.
That's right. Well, the important thing is you're doing it now.
Prayer at the museum.
Yeah, you know, Richard West, the director of the Washington, D.C. Smithsonian nephew, Indian Museum.
Uh-huh.
That's Bearhart's nephew through adoption long ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Bearhart was friends with his parents.
Oh, my gosh.
He knew Richard before he was born.
Well, that'd be fun to interview somebody like him. We've interviewed Leonard Peltier's attorney. We've interviewed... that was Mike Kuzma. We've also interviewed the man who authored the book, The Wisdom Keeper series, Travels in a Stone Canoe.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure
the museum would like to know what you're doing.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, unless, Regina, you have something else, we'll go ahead and let you guys...
we're going to get on with getting ready to go up to Santa Fe.
Okay, all righty.
Appreciate all your time and energy.
Well, thank you so much, Regina.
Okay.
Talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
I'll see you. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting
right.
garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like
that's
dehydrated.
Good.
And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now. Marie
put it
Osmond.
Under your bed. Put it in your closet. Give it for Christmas to people and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you
no.
tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. This is a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the fountain of youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something that will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells. Yes, indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiated and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Cresson Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by three U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. Simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time. So the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today and... Do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay, let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put them on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay, but aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used-up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, but alone, again, in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best known one of which is the 2-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical, and obviously many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9. With aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Prophecy. Let the truth be known.